your boy go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand up, stand up. It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready.
April is Financial Literacy Month, and the truth has you covered on learning about how you can best manage your finances. All April on Jamming with Juice with Ben Jammin and Carrie Noni. They will speak with Nina Johnson, Senior Vice President of Wisconsin Branch Banking Market Leader from U.S. Bank. They will discuss financial strategies and tools they offer their customers to help enhance your financial management skills. Financial Literacy Month on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth is sponsored by U.S. Bank. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch today. Great afternoon. We're black. I am your cousin sub of the day. I'm the sub of the day. Holding it down. You are in tune to the Tory Lowe Show here on The Truth 101.7 FM inside the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. I'm the legendary Home Blow. We will hear from Tory Lowe at about 2:30 this afternoon again as he checks in from the NFL draft. Excitement is in the air. You know, I was wondering if they was going to, you know, pick me up, but I guess not. But anyway, let me just talk to some of the people on the YouTube page. Sincere Ronnie Ray Real said, I'm late to the show. What's up, Homer? Salute. Great talk and topic, bruh. Always love what you do and rep. Keep doing what you do. Well, great afternoon to you, Sincere Ronnie Ray Real. I appreciate you and I love you. We're going to go to the Truth Talk text line. We got Miss Carolyn from Milwaukee on the Truth 101.7. Great afternoon. How are you doing and feeling today?
I'm doing fine, Homer. How are you feeling today?
I am blessed. I am blessed. I can't complain. Can't complain.
I just wanted to comment on that topic you were talking about mm-hmm. teenagers and them being homeless. And it's a lot has to do with disrespect. But I'm like you. I'm from the old school and stuff. I believe in, as it states in Proverbs 13:24, you know, if your child be void of knowledge, put a rod to their back. And what the scripture is telling you basically is how to train your child when they're little so that when they grow up, you don't have these issues. And I know your children going to try you and stuff because I had a teenager once upon a time that tried me. But I came from a whoop-a-hole tribe, okay? And I'm not going to play with you.
Right.
Because first of all, if I'm putting clothes and food in your mouth and clothes on your back and stuff, it's not going to hurt you to respect me. And then if you can't respect me, then you have to leave. I'm sorry, because I'm not going to go to work every day and try to take care of you to come home so you could be disrespectful to me. That's not going to happen in my house. And as far as social services and stuff, bring it on, because I had a child that tell me, I'm going to call the police on you. I said, you better call them. I said, you better call them right now, because I'm about to clown. I said, tell them, come on. And so she called them, and they came and stuff. And I told them, I said, take her with you. Mm-hmm. I said, because she can't live here. Mm-hmm. And so when she realized, oh, I messed up, she started crying. Oh, I didn't mean it, Mama. I didn't mean it. I said, hey, you're not going to mess up my life just because you want to do what you want to do. I said, so go on and go with him. Go on and go with him. She never did that again.
That part. Has to take that part.
I feel like if you're grown, get out and get on your own. That's the way I see it, and that's why you got this homeless population, because they think they're grown.
Yeah. And I agree. Because like I say, that out of control teenager thinking that they're going to run the household and they're not even producing and putting anything into the household and they don't want to contribute and all of that. And then you think you're going to get to just disrespect me. You know, you don't want to wash dishes. You don't want to keep your own room clean. You don't want to help keep the rest of the house clean. You don't want to take the garbage. You don't want to do nothing. And you think, nah, what we not going to do, we ain't doing that. But thank you, Miss Carolyn. I appreciate your call. I appreciate your call.
Have a good one.
All right, you too. We got the lines again. The line to call in, 833-212-1017. We've got Brian from Milwaukee. You are on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Great afternoon, Brian. I love you. I appreciate you. What's your thoughts and opinions on this topic?
Well, I hope you don't mind me going to the draft for a minute.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, did you see the fact that Shedeur Sanders didn't get drafted yet?
Yes. Tory Lowe just talked about it when he checked in. Yep.
He didn't get drafted in the first round.
Right.
Can I say something about this brother? I played quarterback. Mm-hmm. I played football. Shedeur is about okay, but he is not a first-round draft pick. Probably not even a second-round draft pick. You know why?
Go ahead.
He's got his mama's lower body. He don't have no speed. That's why he got sacked so many times. I mean, when you have a child, I know his father's Deion Sanders and all that. I give you that. He got some talent, but he just don't have that. He don't have that quick speed that you need in the NFL to be a good quarterback. Okay. He's not even that tall.
Okay.
So his height is not an advantage. His speed is definitely not an advantage. So I was predicting him to go in the fifth round.
Okay.
If he get drafted at all. That's what I was predicting.
All right. Thank you, Brian. Thank you. Thank you for that call. We're going to go to the lines again. We got Sherman on the line. Sherman from Milwaukee. Welcome to 101.7 The Truth, the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Great afternoon to you. I love you. I appreciate you. What's your thoughts, comments, and opinions? And are you talking about the teens or you got some NFL draft on your mind?
I'm talking about the teens.
All right.
Let's go.
Hey,
Homer, I called you a long, long time ago, and you had told me about that Willie Lynch letter.
Uh-huh.
And I called you about the same topic that we were talking about. And the reason why I called is because I was having problems with my son. To make a long story short, I had put him on the corner with a sign on it, and everybody called your station talking about I was wrong and embarrassing and all the rest of the stuff. I'm an extreme father, and my son tried me. When I took custody of him, he was living off pancakes and hot dogs. That was it. He wasn't eating good.
Right.
When he got in my house, he wanted to be disrespectful. He didn't know that I'm streets.
Mm-hmm.
When I say I'm streets, I had him on a hit list. I was going to have somebody pull up and break both his shoulders and then call the police on him.
Damn.
He understood that once I had made that phone call, it wasn't going to be none of that. Because he told me, I called the police on you. Yeah, you might. Your arms probably ain't going to work that good. Yep, they probably ain't.
Damn.
So now, since he's gotten out of my house, he want to do what he wanted to do. He's been in prison 5 times.
Wow.
I'm never going to see him.
Wow.
I'm never calling him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm never writing him a letter. I'm not sending him. He got 3 kids. I'm not doing none of that. None. He's 31 years old. He can make his own path. I had to bump my head, and I told him. See, we have this saying that came from a long time ago. They said a smart person going to learn from his mistakes, and a wise person going to learn from others. If he didn't learn from mine, he ain't going to never learn. If you want to go through trial and error on your own, and that's what something else is added in. In order to get to these kids, sometimes we have to get to the parents because sometimes the parents can be the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Case in point, my son.
Right.
We can't always be like everything they do. He, poor baby, you know, Tommy, we had this conversation before years ago, probably about 15, 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You had directed me to
Big
Brother.
Yeah, Big Brother, Big Step.
Yeah, Big Step. Mm-hmm. It was Big Step, and you gave me, what was that dude name? So anyway, he decided when he got with his mother, poor baby, he can't do this. He can't wash dishes because that hurt his hands. He can't cut the grass because that hurt his chest because he allergic to everything. But he can ride around with guns. He can pop pills. He can smoke weed. He can drink lean. He can do all the rest of this stuff. But again, he's been in prison 5 times.
Wow. Dang.
And only 31 years old.
Yeah. Thank you, Sherman. I appreciate that, man. We're going to take this call before we go to a break. Brother Love, again, I want to say, Brother Love from Milwaukee, you are on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Great afternoon. I love you, and I appreciate you, Brother Love. What's your thoughts and comments?
Hey, brother, respect your thoughts, man, and value your opinion about this topic. Yeah, man, I think that man, that's all I need is a rape case right now. Thank God I never had no situations like that. But, you know, these kids get into situations that the only thing they can do is resort to some type of sexual deviancy or something like that. But I just pray, man, that the kids get better, because I know one thing, the way I was raised and the way I raised my kids, it's not going to work for what's going on now. You know, so, well, I just want to say God bless you. And I'm probably not qualified to answer those questions that you just said, asked, because they're such great questions. But I just pray that we start treat black women better and giving them more resources, because they're the main ones dealing with it. And have a great day, brother.
You too, Brother Love. All right, got to get ready to take care of some bills again. I am the legendary Homer Blow, your cousin, sub of the day. Of course, holding it down for Tory Lowe. We'll talk to him about 2:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. This is the Tory Lowe Show on the Truth 101.7 FM, live from the American Family Insurance Studio. I got to take care of some bills. We'll be black.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. It's The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
I've been running wild since a G. Grandma never raised a beef. Jumped off the push, picked up a stick. 14 turned into the green. You must ain't heard, I take your Nana Gliss, I took your better play with his clique. I don't know what you thought, but that ain't this. This ain't that. Hey, I don't wear skinnies cause the big rat. Hey, heard you talking, feel like get your big back. Look, bro, ride around with a big nose. Getting rich ain't hard, just get it instead. I'm getting too much money, might buy me a ring. When I'm hustling, I don't show no slack. This money got me turned to the max. Don't turn down for wood.
I'm black. This is the Tory Lowe Show. Of course, I am your cousin, sub of the day. Hold it down for Tory Lowe. We'll be talking to him momentarily. He is on assignment in Green Bay at the NFL Draft. We are live in the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. I am the legendary Homer Blow. You're going to learn today. You're going to learn today. Of course, the lines are open, 833-212-1017. Again, shout out to everybody who's watching us on YouTube and on X. Again, while you're there, make sure you like and subscribe. Make sure you hit that like and subscribe button so we can make sure that we continue to grow our Truth Nation YouTube page, all right, as well as X. Again, we are talking about, you know, people are still having comments about the teens. Why do you think teen homelessness rates are continuing to grow higher? And how would you deal with your out of control teenager? Now, the other thing that I want to know about, Names Dame, great afternoon. Love you. Appreciate you. I see you on the YouTube channel. How do you think we can make it a safe summer in Milwaukee, in your opinion? We've already seen a spike in violence, in my opinion, here in the city, with a lot of shootings and some homicides. And of course, the reckless driving is continuing to happen. And even though they are saying that some of these numbers are going down in certain areas, we're still seeing the violence that is going on. So in your opinion, so if we had everybody at the table, everybody is listening to your thoughts and opinions on what needs to be done in order to make sure we can have a safe summer here in Milwaukee, I want to know what those thoughts are. I want to go to our Truth Talk text lines again. I believe this is one of my favorite people.
Hey, listen,
great afternoon, Al from Milwaukee, man. Welcome to the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I love you and I appreciate you. What's your thoughts and opinions? I can't wait. Damn, I'm going to say it already. Damn.
All right. My opinion is, in raising their son or daughter, you have to be the law and order in the house. And also, you have to raise them with love. If a kid is dealing with a lot of chaos from the parent, the mother, or the father, he is going to go astray. Also, you cannot wait till he gets a teenager and decides you want to put your foot down. Now, I understand when you have a child, you don't always have the best answers, but you can always do your best. But I also would like to add, some men are the root of the problem. Some men might come in and out that child's life. That kid respects stability, okay? And if, yes, it takes a community to raise a child, but why bring a child in this world if you know you didn't want him? Why do something and be out that child's life for a number of years and then you want a seesaw and then when you are belly up like a catfish in the Mississippi Delta, now you want to come back in and disrespect the child and start throwing Bible verses. You have to be in that child's life from the beginning. And some men have issues with their mothers. And I also want to say some women, stop referring to your kids as belligerent words. You don't got to call him MF when he's out in the public. You wouldn't want nobody else call him that. So both parties have to do their part. And I'm just going to say this to the men. If you on drugs, stop creating babies, because they're coming in here ADHD. They're coming in here with all these mental issues and they don't know what's going on. And some of y'all are putting rollers and dope before your kids. And then when you get one foot in the grave and don't nobody want to deal with you, now you want to say I'm daddy because you don't want to go in a nursing home and ain't nobody trying to change your diaper. So if you got the chance to get it right now. But stop disrespecting these kids in front of their mother. And you mothers, start being mothers. Stop coming out the house with these bonnets and these pajamas on. And if you don't have an education, get an education with your kid, and he will respect you and love you unconditionally. I love my mother, and I love my father, but I won't let my father disrespect my mother, and I won't let my mother disrespect my father. And that kid will love you from sun up to sundown. It ain't too late, but if you wait till he's 14, 15, you can hang it up because he's too far gone. But I say keep the hope alive.
Okay, Al, no, hang on, Al.
Yes.
What do you think, how do you think we can make it a safe summer in Milwaukee, in your opinion? How do you think? Because, you know, we see the shootings, we see the homicides, we see the reckless driving. So in your opinion, how can we make the 2025 summer a safe summer here in Milwaukee?
Well, first thing you can do is you can, number one, talk to them and ask them why. Number two, let them know they're smart, they're bright, and they're intelligent, and they have the key to their own destiny, then they don't have to go down the road. And sometimes it's better off for them to sit back and chill and think about what they can accomplish. Because if you invest in yourself, other people will invest in you. But if you don't invest in yourself, can't nobody save you if you ain't trying to save yourself. And love is unconditional, and free will is automatically free. Invest in yourself and talk to them. Believe it, but don't condemn them. And don't use all the Bible verses because they ain't going to hear all that. Talk to them as if you was a child yourself, because we all been kids. And we all here to talk about it, right?
Yeah.
I think that'd be the best way.
Thank you,
Al. There you go.
Love you, and
have
I appreciate day. You. I appreciate you.
Love you more.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yep. The lines are open, 833-212-1017. Hit us up on the Truth Talk text line. Of course, for everybody who's here with us on our YouTube page and following us on X, we love you. We appreciate you. Larry Butler says, some women are the problem, too. Some women. And Al acknowledged that as well. But, yeah, but this summer. It's not even, you know, I have my saying, you know, it's not even black people hot yet here in the city, and we're seeing some crazy trends that make you nervous about when we do hit where it's not going to be 65 degrees one day, and then it's going to be 30 the next day, and then it's going to be 50, and then it's going to be 78, you know. So this is like that little transitional time. So we're still just in spring when summer hits and we have consistent upper 70s and 80s. Like, if we're seeing this now, I'm terrified to see what is coming from my city. And that's crazy. That's why I want to know from you, in your thoughts and opinions, what are some of the things that you think we can do or that needs to be done to make it a safe summer in Milwaukee? And this is in your opinion. So you get to say, all right, well, I would do this, I would do that, and I would do that, you know, because that's what's going to have to happen. That's what's going to have to happen. Chauncey Clark on the True Talk sex line said, Al just spoke the mothering truth. Hashtag that part, hashtag facts. Again, let's see. Names Dane said, I stay on Hopkins, and they just opened options down the street across the street from the strip club. I hear police mashing down the street every day. Said, I'm very worried for this area in the summer. So, so what are some things, though? And whether you're replying to us here on our Truth Nation YouTube page, 1017 The Truth, what are some of your ideas that we could utilize to have a safe summer in Milwaukee? Because unless you planning on going to another place for the whole summer, you're going to be here. So we're all going to be caught up in the mix. We're all going to be caught up in the mix. You feel what I'm saying? And that's just hashtag that part, hashtag facts. Kawanda Dukes, great afternoon. Love you. Appreciate you. I see you here on the Truth YouTube page, Truth 101.7. And, of course, make sure you like and subscribe. Everybody that's here, make sure you like and subscribe. But what is it? What needs to be done? What needs to be done if you had the power to make changes to try to make sure that we're going to have a safe summer here in Milwaukee? What would those things be? So that's where this question is alluding to. What would those things be to make sure that we'll have a safe summer? I got to get ready to take care of some more bills. And of course, I'll be joined again by the host of the Tory Lowe Show, Tory Lowe, who is live on assignment in Green Bay at the NFL draft. So again, give us a call. Hit us up on the Truth Talk text line, 833-212-1017. Stream us live on YouTube and X at 1017 The Truth. We'll have more conversation on the other side. I am your cousin sub of the day, the legendary Homer Blow, and we'll be black.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 the Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Cocaine quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though ambition flow inside my DNA.
1017 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show, hosted by Homer Blow.
Yes, sir.
Sub, cousin sub of the day.
Yes,
and we
sir.
Live from Green Bay. Live from Green Bay at the NFL draft. I got my guy, Alex Strofe, host, producer, podcaster.
What else you got?
Everything. Mr. Everything. Mr. Irrelevant.
That's right. That's
Mr.
Right.
Irrelevant with me up here in Green Bay. Strofe, I'm going to tell you this.
Tell me.
This has been an amazing experience.
Yeah. So you weren't here yesterday, were you?
No, I wasn't. I was down in Milwaukee.
So yesterday was obviously night one of the NFL draft here in Green Bay. And something obviously the city now for just about 2 years has been preparing for I spoke with the mayor of Green Bay, Eric Genrich, on, I want to say it was Thursday morning. It all blends together. Wednesday morning, I think that actually was. Mm-hmm. It was Wednesday morning. And he told me, yeah, we're looking at somewhere between 250,000 and 300,000 visitors for the whole weekend. Torrey, just admitted guests to the draft yesterday was 205,000 people. That's double the size of Green Bay. So, I mean, people showed out in droves yesterday. It was an unbelievable experience. Thankfully, the weather yesterday a little bit better than it's been today, as it's been raining all day. But really, really neat. And obviously the Packers, as you just heard in the sports update during the commercial break, draft a wide receiver in the first round for the first time since 2002. What were you doing in 2002?
I was in a rock band.
Okay, legendary Homer Blow. What were you doing? What were you up to in 2002?
Radio, birthday party for the kids, doing community work here in my city.
So not much has changed for Homer Blow. A lot has changed for Torrey Love.
Oh, exactly.
Oh, yeah, DJ Brother Z, what were you up to in 2002, my man?
Oh, I was four.
Probably I was going to say he was being born.
Yeah, I was also four in 2002.
He was
so
just
I hear
trying to learn how to go through his little workbook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's learning how to color inside the lines.
Inside the lines. Right. Yeah. Still ain't got that right.
No, yeah, he still doesn't know how to do that.
Watch your mouth.
But it's the second day. Shadur. A lot of people have been talking about Shadur. Fell to the second round.
Yeah.
Alex, what's going on with Shadur Sanders right now?
Yeah.
And where could he possibly land?
It's fascinating. I, if I was to make a prediction, Shadur Sanders, the son of Deion Sanders, obviously, coming off of 2 years at Colorado, I would guess he'll go pick number one in round two. The Cleveland Browns still need to figure out what the heck's going on with their quarterback situation, and they hold two of the top four picks in the second round. So I would guess Shadur Sanders ends up in Cleveland. Why he slipped, nobody has a great answer. It sounds like the Sanders family told ESPN, no cameras at our draft party. So it sounds like they knew that was coming, especially if he was to make it past 21 in Pittsburgh, which ultimately he did. So I don't know, man. It's always fascinating, you know, when we do this event annually, the NFL draft, there's always somebody or multiple people that seem to sit around a lot longer than we expect.
Right.
And, you know, obviously the Packers have taken advantage of that several times in their history, including back in 2005 when they drafted a guy you may have heard of. His name was Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
In the mid-20s. So, you know, you never really know who it's going to be that slides, but it seems this year Shadur Sanders, the big name that's sliding. It might be character concerns. It might be play issues. It might be size concerns. But I would imagine we will see him go as soon as the draft gets underway at 6 o'clock tonight.
Well, I'll say this. When we talk about the draft, a lot of times your draft position doesn't mean you're not going to be successful.
Right.
Many times.
Totally.
A lot of first-rounders don't pan out.
Yeah.
A lot of late-rounders pan out.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a crapshoot for the most part, right? Like, there are sometimes can't-miss prospects. And I think there was a few of those in this year's draft, especially, obviously, at the top of the draft. You know, Travis Hunter, Shadur Sanders' teammate at Colorado, who won the Heisman Trophy last year, he's the first guy that's ever been drafted, and they list two positions. He's a cornerback and a wide receiver.
Right.
And they announced him as such, right? Sometimes guys play both ways in college, but they pick one side of the ball they're going to play on at the next level. For him, he wants to play both. He's been very, very open about wanting to play both at the next level, and it seems like Jacksonville, who traded up to get him at pick number two, are going to let him play cornerback and wide receiver. Now, I imagine not every snap, but he's going to see some time at both sides of the ball, which is fascinating. Nobody really does that in the NFL. But to your point, every year there's a hit later in the draft, right? And typically day three,
right?
Tomorrow, the fourth through seventh rounds, where guys you've never heard of all of a sudden evolve into superstars. So that's what makes this, you know, obviously.
I believe that chip on the shoulder plays a huge factor in the success.
Yeah, so. I totally agree, right? I talked to Packers starting cornerback Carrington Valentine earlier this week, who was a seventh round pick 2 years ago, and now he's a starting cornerback and has been a starting cornerback in this league, and he attributes a lot of it to the chip on his shoulder. So I think, you know, all in all, it happens every year, but it's always a great story. You love a great story, don't you?
I love a great story. Homer Blow. Hey, how you feeling about the Green Bay Packers pick, first round pick?
Oh, I'm good with that. I was going to ask Alex, what happens if Shadur doesn't get chosen at all? What happens then? What is the travesty of that?
Well,
second,
sure.
Third, just don't get picked.
we'll suspend reality because he will eventually, right? There's seven rounds of this thing. And we're only entering round two here this afternoon, but we'll suspend reality for a moment. And I guess he would become what's called a UDFA, an undrafted free agent. He's available to sign with any team that wants him. So that's what happens to, I mean, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of players enter their name into the draft every year, and only 200 or whatever it is, 256, I think it is, right, actually end up getting drafted. So the rest of them become free agents, then they can go try to make it on essentially as like a walk-on at the next level, right? In college athletics, you have your walk-ons that aren't on scholarship. It's kind of the equivalent of that at the next level. But Shador's name will be called by, Dr. Ken Harris will be off the air, but barely off the air would be my guess.
When it all gets started.
Yeah, second round gets underway at 6 o'clock. I would bet by 6:30 at the latest, Shador's off the board.
Hey, Homo Blow holding it down for Tory Lowe. Tory Lowe live in Green Bay at the NFL draft.
What are you doing today? Are you going?
Let me tell you something. When we get done broadcasting, I'm going around to where the crowd is.
Okay.
We about to have some fun.
Yeah, you are.
We about to turn it all the way up. It's draft time.
You're turning it up?
It's in Green Bay. Of course. We got to make up for the time we were supposed to turn up and we didn't.
Well, if you can wait till 10 o'clock, we can turn up then. But no turning up for me until I'm off the air at 10 o'clock.
All right.
I'd like to keep my job.
You like to put that out there. Right?
I'd like to keep my job.
They listen. Yeah, okay. All right.
That part, Alex. You're like, you're going to learn today. We're like,
yeah, you are.
I'll keep my job.
but I'll be over there at ESPN 94.5 over here in a second when we get done with this show. We'll be broadcasting live over there talking about the draft. So I appreciate you for stopping through, Alex, as usual.
Thanks for having me.
Homer Blow.
Yes, sir.
Holding it down. I appreciate you, too. Hey, thank you for giving me some room to get up here.
Man. And listen, man. I can only imagine that feeling that you're having right now, man. Just being a part of history, especially here in Milwaukee and in Green Bay. You feel what I'm saying? To have the NFL draft, but we are starting to get more and more things, man. That normally wouldn't stop here. You feel what I'm saying? So that says a lot. That says a lot. And you know, because they keep talking about, you know, the smallest market, but you know, they're talking about the outstanding turnout and how. I believe it was Roger Goodell that even was just amazed and said how iconic the setup has been for the NFL draft in Green Bay. So, I mean, I guess we surprised those people that thought, I guess, we weren't going to be able to handle it. We weren't going to go all out to make sure that things were great. And they've been proven wrong.
Hey, well, look, thanks for holding it down, Homer Blow.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
The legendary Homer Blow.
The legendary Homer Blow.
Let's see. Some people on the YouTube page said some players want indoor or warmer climate teams. Let's see. Sincere Ronnie Ray Rio said, very super talented two-way player. Also said, I hope Hunter wears number two. Laughing, but very serious. Mile the Elephant said, all I know is he will prove them wrong. They are not picking him because they know he has a great, strong foundation, and they cannot mess with him. So this is off our YouTube page, Tori.
Hey, we feeling some type of way right now.
Okay.
A lot of people looking at this like, okay, what's happening then?
Yeah. Let's go to this phone call. We got Black Conscious, and he has a comment about this. Great afternoon, Black Conscious. I love you. I appreciate you. While we have Tory Lowe and Alex on the line, what's your comments, bro?
Who you with? What's up, my brother?
Bless.
Tory, you down there behind enemy lines. And Homer, that sensation you was talking about ain't nothing but gas. He's got the bubblies, cuz. Because he's down there with all them pink toes and that orange and ugly green and yellow. But anyway,
oh, wow.
Where was that sound effect like when Tory was doing his intro and it was like, I think something wrong with the line. Black Conscious, are you with us?
Exactly.
I am with you, and you couldn't get rid of me. Listen, this ain't Al, and I'll bring that extra smoke. So anyways, go Bears. While you down there, make sure they get a good pick for us, and then we're going to put that bet back online, Tory.
We going to run it back.
Yeah, we definitely gonna run it back, and we gonna hold to it this time.
Yeah,
but you have fun and be safe down there.
Yeah, Black Conscious, that's something I hear every year from the Bear fans, man. I hear that every year.
Gone and hibernate,
Black Conscious. Gone and hibernate.
Pack
your black side. Hibernate.
I think we got some kind of disruption going on. Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
Right.
All right, well.
Tory Lowe, you can take us to break, man. You can take us to break, man.
Hey, look. Tory Lowe broadcasting live from Lambeau, NFL draft. Me and Alex hanging out right now. And I'll tell you this. It's been a beautiful experience. And I'll be back at 3:30 to give an update before the end of the show, Homer Blow.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I appreciate you for holding it down.
Absolutely.
All right, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Once a packer, always a packer. Like Shakur, call me Tupac. I'm green and yellow.
Green Bay. It gets scary Halloween day. Scream face. Bloody Mary, secondary Jordan, mean face. A-Rod got them all side. Free play. That's a cheesecake. On a hot plate. Hail Mary, yeah. Aaron to Devontae. Green boogers, yellow ass canaries. Eliante. Got me shining great. I just hit you boys with the Rodgers rate. Came up with the pack, I done well with the pack. Aaron Rodgers in the trap, I got 12 on my back. Got me rolling out the pocket, by Tiara blocking. Throw it past the tire, simple Madden science. Pack them up, I know Preston Smith gon' tackle them. I know Darius Smith gon' back them up. And you know Darnell is savage, bro. Got Mason Crosby, but the kick is good. Green and yellow, we stick it to it. Super Bowl goals, shooting for the stars, man, the trigger pull. Bah! Uh-huh, you know what it bees. Cheese said Alicia Keys, I'm going Swiss cheese, big G's. Falling hard like Big Meech, Big League. Super Bowl champ, bigger rings, big bling. Lombardi trophy, yeah, Pitts team. Shining like a Bart star, number 15 in green. Bomb fresh and it's a mint green, Listerine. About to mess around with history, drippery. Green Bay chains, whistle clean.
Cousin Sub of the day. Sponsored by Cousin Subs. I am your Cousin Sub of the day on the Tory Lowe Show, the legendary Homer Blow. Welcome back to the Tory Lowe Show here on The Truth, 101.7 FM. Of course, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. And of course, we'll hear from Brother Tory Lowe again at around 3:30 as he is live at the NFL draft in Green Bay. What a pleasure and honor that is. Calling all Black-owned business owners and entrepreneurs. Are you looking to share your story and grow your reach? We have teamed up with Associated Bank for our Black-owned business Give Black each quarter. Four lucky business owners will win an opportunity to spotlight their brand and journey on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. To sign up for your business spotlight interviews, visit blackbusinessgiveblack.com. That is blackbusinessgiveblack.com. Let's rebuild our community's backbone through exposure on The Truth. For official rules, head to blackbusinessgiveblack.com. Associated Bank member FDIC. I wanted to go black as we are talking about how can we make it a safe summer in Milwaukee, in your opinion? And we had Nikki Nicole, great afternoon. Love you. Appreciate you. On the YouTube page, the Truth 1017 YouTube page, Nikki Nicole said, have curfews put in place, more police presence, and enforced registration laws, pull over cars without tags. So what's your thoughts? Again, the Truth Talk text line is open, 833-212-1017, 833-212-1017. Definitely want to hear from you. Not really a city girl. Great afternoon. I love you. I appreciate you. She said, Homer is in the studio. I hope you're having a great day. Absolutely. You know, it's got to have great days, But again, with everything that is going on, and you know, we've had some violent summers in the past. What is your thoughts and opinions on how we can make it a safe summer in Milwaukee this year for 2025? In your opinion, how can we make it a safe summer in Milwaukee? Because, again, it's a lot going on. It's a lot going on. Some people are waiting for summer and consistent hot weather. Other people are terrified and traumatized because they know that as the weather continues, because we're seeing some crazy things and the weather is not continually, you know, in the 70s and 80s on a regular. So some people are not looking forward to summer. Not here. Not here. Lucretia Mason, great afternoon. I love you. I appreciate you. AP Smith said, find a way to incentivize peace and get new, innovative, genuine leadership. All right. So and when you say that, I mean, I know, but can you break down AP Smith when you're saying find a way to incentivize peace? What are some of those things? Again, because we need to be more in depth with it when we're talking about some of the things, because, you know, we can say and if we you know, we just need to this. How do you enforce that? How do you make those kind of things happen? Because we need all of it. It's going to take a collective effort. One person ain't going to have all of the right answers. They may have some good answers, but again, we need to hear from people instead of waiting until after you haven't said a damn thing. And now they saying, well, we going to do this. And then you saying like, well, why'd they do that? Why would they do that? That ain't going to help nothing. So what are the things in your opinion that would help? What are the things in your opinion that would end up helping to make sure that we can have a safe summer here in Milwaukee, my city? You know, hashtag that part, hashtag facts. And we need, you know, like I say, we need more peace. Okay, what does that look like? I mean, how do you ensure that? Because right now, we don't have the peace that you're talking about. So when you're saying these things, when you say it and just say, oh, well, you know, people just need to stop doing crimes. Yeah, that has been put out there before, but crimes are still happening. And what I need people to also understand is I'm not sitting here acting like, oh, well, we'll never have any more crime. No, it's going to be crime. But I'd love to be at a level to where you have some other places that have a decent sized population for their cities, and they don't have a lot of shootings. They don't have a lot of homicides. They don't have a lot of reckless driving. They don't have a lot of rapes and things of that nature. Just, you know, random shootings and all of the people with switches and all of that. So there are a lot of places that they don't have to deal with that, even though they may be a high populated city. So how do we get that? How do we change that narrative to at least make sure, like when MPD and Chief Norman end up saying that, hey, actually in these areas, crime has went down. How do we work to continue in that narrative? How do we work to make sure that you can say, all right, you're not afraid for your children to be able to go outside and play. You're not afraid to go out to the grocery store. You're not putting yourself on house arrest / Huber law to where it's like, okay, I'm going to work. I'm coming right back home because I don't even feel safe sitting on my porch. So what are some things? And again, let's stop waiting on somebody else to come up with things just so we can say, see, now how they think that's going to work? Well, let's put it into a pot. Let's put it into a pot and let's see, because some ideas and some things may work. Some things may not work. It's going to be trial and error. You know, it's going to be trial and error. You know, so you hear, like even in one of the intros, I hear when they say they talked about, you know, in the county jails and things like that, that they're short staffed. They are. So if you're short staffed, how do you end up making sure that everything that these, they don't even call them prisoners anymore, I don't recall the name, but I know they don't refer to them as inmates or prisoners anymore. But how do we be able to, can we provide all of the things and make sure that they don't have to be locked down in a cell because they don't have enough staff, especially when you hear them always saying, we're hiring. The sheriff, the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office, they're always hiring. MPD, they're always hiring. Correctionals, they're always hiring. But if people are not accepting the jobs, then again, you create that situation to where it's like, okay, well, since we don't have enough, it's just like any other program that's going on. If they end up being inundated with some people who are just taking advantage of the system instead of being in an actual need for the things that these different organizations and services provide, then they're not going to be able to help those people who really, really need it. So it's hashtag that part, hashtag facts. Got to get ready to take care of some bills. Again, the lines are open. The lines are open. 833-212-1017, 833-212-1017. Stream us live on YouTube and X at 1017 The Truth. We'll have more conversation on the other side. This is the legendary Home of Blow, your cousin sub of the day, holding it down for Tory Lowe. We'll be black.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.